Welcome to Amethyst Dynasty. I'm your host, Savoir Faire, coming to you live and on the air, blessing you with the fire you need to hear. So lend me your ear. And let's be clear on this March 9th, Monday morning, that is gray, gristly, grisly, grimy, gargantuan with news and breaking all kinds of new records for lows, starting with the Dow Jones. They opened at below 2,000, just a little bit below negative 2,000 points. It was like a 1,800 point drop when I opened my eyes and saw it. Specifically, the futures for the Dow Jones were down 1,255 points. The implied open was down negative 1,303.78 points. The NASDAQ futures were down 140 points. The implied open was down 435.09 points. Morgan Stanley thought that it would drop again and worse than before, and they were right. As of this moment, they were down negative 8%, and that was at 1:08 p.m. It's being speculated that if they go any lower, they will probably not do another circuit breaker like what they did earlier at the opening. Within 15 minutes of opening that low, they did a, because it was a 7% decline, they did a 15-minute timeout, and they call that a circuit breaker. Trading was halted. They do those circuit breakers timeouts, mind you, at 7%, 15%, and 20% is the worst. And they actually had to open and do that. Crazy. Crazy times. Gary Kahn, the national economic, he was the former director of the National Economic Council. Gary Kahn was. He said that we have plenty of liquidity in this crisis, that there's lots of cash, people have lots of cash, and that people look for safety and soundness when they're looking to invest in the market. And since the market is thick with cash, he claimed, I really didn't get what he meant to say. What he was saying didn't really reflect what was happening. He kind of gaslit the question he was asked about what this means for people, why the market is doing this. And he didn't really leave anything to make someone feel more sound who is in the market. People are suggesting that people don't just pull out all of their options and their stocks, etc., from the market to try to ride it out, like in the 2008-2009 market crash. The people who did that ended up winning in the end. I wish that they would not link this situation, a pandemic, epidemic as they're still calling it, to a crisis that was from the home market. Those are two totally different ball games, in my opinion. The housing market crash, people were hurting, but it was not nearly death becomes her, like what we're seeing with coronavirus, that is affecting not just the US, but the entire globe. So again, when they say don't panic, don't worry, everything is fine, they are proving once again that the movies are indeed telling the truth. That is when you should be more aware. I'm never going to tell someone to panic at that moment, because even in the midst of a great fire in front of you, you should always be able to stay self-aware, stay grounded, and able to think, because if you can't think, you cannot win. Now, we have 546 current cases in 34 states, including the District of Columbia. We also have Congressman Paul Gore and Senator Ted Cruz from the CPAC-APAC conferences in D.C. who had definite contact with an infected person with the coronavirus at those conferences and are currently doing a self-isolation. I do expect to see some more congresspeople saying that they're doing this. Again, if you did not get a chance to go back to my prior episodes, definitely know that two-thirds of Congress were at these conferences. And it came out that the people that were infected, at least one of them, they had an all-access backstage pass and were shaking hands with all of our top officials. That is a conspiracy theory in the making, but I don't have a moment yet to delve into that. We do know that South by Southwest canceled all of the festival for this year, and that this particular festival generates up to $400 million for the local city of Austin, Texas. This is major. This is a major event, and I think that that alone should give people a warning that this is not just a flu. Indian Wells tennis tournament in Southern California is canceled. This is one of the world's biggest tournaments. We have Columbia University as well as Rice University canceling all classes. The historic Christ Church of Georgetown canceled their Sunday service for the first time since the 19th century. Their director tested positive for the virus, and this is per MSNBC. Wow, we have experts that are saying this virus is at the point of rapid acceleration here in the United States. Dr. Scott Gottlieb. Dr. Scott Gottlieb, MD, he is the former FDA commissioner. He is saying that we are past containment and we need a broad mitigation strategy. Top officials say that it is being contained, and our top officials, such as Kelly Conway. I almost insulted her face just now, but I'm banging the gavel on myself to not do that. Let's keep going. Senegal reports 4 coronavirus cases. And from what I'm to understand currently, these cases are all foreign nationals that live in this area. One particularly is a British woman. She is 33 years old. She came from a trip, and the last I heard of it, it was from a cruise in Egypt. So it's a little iffy on the details, still an investigation going on. But she's currently in Dakar and she is self-isolating. They are still having large prayer groups there in Senegal. There was a prayer leader who said that the great Muhammad, or the great prophet, said that people during times of an epidemic should not leave their homes. They should not move around outside. And then it cut. So we don't know what kind of steps Senegal is ready to take. I don't think that they have enough hospitals. One of the doctors was saying if it were to get out of control, but they are looking to mitigate those circumstances now. We had a 5.2 earthquake in Cânico, Portugal, and that was on the 7th. Brazil military police had to rescue children. There is great flooding happening in Brazil, and it is raining extremely hard. It is an extreme event happening. Wow. We also have flooding in Guangdong, China. I saw quite a few mass sea life kill-offs of fish and shrimp in the China area. And it looked like people were excited to have them washing up, but I would convey the message that when you see things like that, it's something terribly wrong. And they gave the death rate. They compared the flu to the coronavirus. The flu is at 0.1% mortality rate. Coronavirus is currently at 6%. Wow. Whoa. In Ambarawa, Central Java, Indonesia, there was a huge tornado on the 8th. A Russian virologist, Dmitry Sivov, warned that masks don't protect against the coronavirus. A meteorite hit the ground, and it looks on the video like ice, a combination of ice, fire, and brimstone in India. It was a railroad track, and it is Ghaziabad, Uttar, in Pradesh. There is a prescription situation happening. Over 80% of the United States medical prescriptions, medicines, come from other countries. Attention, everyone. Over 80% of our medicine comes from other countries. A question that investors are asking is, how is this going to affect people's ability to work? Are the numbers accurate? How long will this last? How is this going to affect our manufacturing companies here in the United States, specifically Detroit? What are their numbers? Are they testing there? It is difficult and happening very quickly. What is the impact of supply and demand? And that is weighing heavily on the markets. And I wonder how they're going to really decipher this if it does begin to overwhelm our healthcare system. Are they going to plug in more money to the market? Are they just going to let it do a free-for-all? What is happening, people? We do have an employee that tested positive in Paris, France, at the Disneyland there. And they did not shut that down. It was still open, so yeah. We have a great scientist. Well, what he was saying was great. I don't know if he's great, but he was speaking and he talked about 5G and how its affecting our brain. He said that it's basically microwaving our brains and causing behavioral changes. It can be used as a method of war. They did mention that the Soviets used such a thing on the Americans before. And then he led up to HARP. And if you're not familiar with HARP, HARP stands for High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program. And I heard about HARP probably around 2008 and did my own research. And basically, they have all of these little radio towers, but it's thousands of them, and they're all set up specifically, lined together, perfectly measured, and they basically it acts as a microwave, and it saps radio frequency waves into the atmosphere, beyond that to the ionosphere. But when those waves come down, they slam back into the ground, and they do have the ability to cause earthquakes and other weather phenomena. There are 16 around the world, and the chemtrails are linked to HARP. I am going to do another broadcast to give you all more information about this, because it's so much, and what I gave you, I hope it didn't confuse you. I hope it created a little bit of a inkling to know more. We have San Francisco canceling their St. Patrick's Day parade, as well as all of Ireland canceling all of theirs. Boston and New York are still on for theirs, but I'm sure it's a fluid situation regarding having a large amount of people gathering in the streets in whatever weather there is, breathing on one another, getting drunk and wasted in the midst of the public, breathing on everything and everyone, touching everything, and you know, just a cesspool, a petri dish for more coronavirus to go around. But we shall see if they still continue. We have the State Department today holding an off-camera briefing, and it had something to do with the crisis with our senators, as well as the markets, as well as the cruise ship situation. I'm interested to know what that was about. 9 people have coronavirus in Colorado. I do want to know how that will affect the cannabis market, because a lot of that comes from there, as well as California. So yeah, I'm wondering, wouldn't that be a breeding ground to pass it around? Like, how does that affect that? I don't know. 97 more people in Italy have died as of today, bringing the total deaths to 463. According to Reuters, there are 9,172 total cases, with 1,797 being new. The state of Israel, Israel said that all Israelis and non-Israelis that are entering the country now have to do a 14-day quarantine. And again, the numbers started at 111,332 total cases, but by 12:50, they were at 113,751 coronavirus cases, with 3,990 dead. And those are the numbers again that they give us. Jefferson Parish had its first presumptive positive case. And Jefferson Parish is in Louisiana. That is a major situation to me in my eyes, not just because I'm from Louisiana, I'm from New Orleans, you know, and I just know that there are a lot of elderly people with underlying conditions, and the healthcare system there needs some work already. So I want to know how they are ready to mitigate this, because they're still going to have three major festivals that are going to happen. They have not canceled them. And people, if your government's not shutting it down, they're gonna still go. And that's crazy. That is sips tea. A cardiologist in King of Prussia, a suburb of Philadelphia, King of Prussia, Pennsylvania. He is currently in critical condition. And he is a cardiologist at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. They did not give any more information about this. I am concerned for those children that are there. You know, it is so many questions to be asked. Did he get it from a child? Did he get it traveling? Did he bring it to anyone? They've got a big deal on their hands there. And, you know, this is a major situation. I just gave you all so much information that it's mind-boggling, and my head is swimming. Honestly, I'm not done for the day. There's still so much to get to you all, and I know that I've promised to do some greater digging specifically on the heart and also on the article regarding the meteorite bringing coronavirus into China's atmosphere last October. I have not forgotten about those. I just have a little bit more gumption to do updates for you regarding what's happening right now. And I promise I will get those to you. I'm going to go ahead and let you go for the moment, but I will be back. And again, if you'd like to become a subscriber, an avid listener, I adore that. It means so much to me. If you want to donate as well to my channel, please do. It is greatly appreciated and will be used towards leveling up the channel and allowing even greater truth to come forth. You'll find a link at the bottom of the page. Again, you're listening to Amethyst Dynasty. I'm your host, Sav Wafer, coming to you live and on the air, blessing you with the fire you need to hear. So lend me your ear, and I hope you have a great rest of your afternoon. Stay vigilant and look up.